Now, in terms of the faulty motor patterns that need to be corrected, I've got a great exercise for you. It's called loaded ankle mobility. So remember when I showed you that test, and I'm actually going to bring this beautiful stool over here. I'm bringing this stool for assistance. Now, remember when I showed you that test where you've got to get this knee to come forward as much as possible? This is great for ankle mobility, but now if you can load that up in that position and push off, guess what? More leg strength in that position. Now, if you think that it's not healthy to put your knee in this position, you're wrong. You actually need to be able to get into this position. A lot of people have told me this is unhealthy to be here, but that's simply not true. The best athletes in the world can move their ankle and their knee into this position. So what you want to practice doing with ankle mobility is you're going to push forward. Don't let the heel come up. Heel stays down. And then from there, you're going to drive up like you're doing a step up, like you're doing a single leg squat exercise. So you come forward first and then you drive up. Eventually, you want to get to a place where you're not using your hands and you're pushing up in that position. So what you're working on is your loaded ankle mobility. You're gaining strength at that range of motion. This is absolutely critical to be a better athlete, a better tennis player, and have that solid stance when you serve.